Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No girls allowed is not on the list of restrictions that the Pentagon has released for the media. It was presented by Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. I'm going to share some of the restrictions that they are now putting on the media, and we're going to talk about if they're fair and if they violate freedom of the press. Number one, unauthorized material requires journalists to formally pledge that they will not obtain unauthorized files or material. Number two, restricts access to certain areas unless the journalist is accompanied by an official. Number three, seeks to prohibit journalists from soliciting unauthorized information. And number four, Secretary Hegseth posted that the press is no longer permitted to solicit criminal acts, implying the policy targets unauthorized information gathering as potentially criminal. Now, it sounds like a word salad to me, because I don't understand everything they're trying to get across here, but the media is pissed. The Washington Post says this policy undercuts First Amendment protections. The New York Times constrains how journalists can report on the U.S. military. Reuters says it's an affront to the press protections afforded by the U.S. Constitution. HuffPost says it's flatly unconstitutional, but OAN, One America News, the far-right channel, announced it's happy to follow these reasonable conditions. Okay. Joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline is Jane Kirtley. She is a professor of media ethics and law at the School of Journalism and Mass Communications at the University of Minnesota. Jane, I always love having these conversations with you, so thank you for the time this morning.
It's my pleasure, as always.
What do you think about the new rules?
Well, I was contacted by some journalists that were writing stories about this right after the current version came out, and I can only say that they are an abomination. The Washington Post had a story today about how one of Hegseth's personal lawyers / fixer was basically behind all this. I don't know whether that's true or not, but although the Pentagon claims that whoever drafted them has a good knowledge of the First Amendment, I would say if they do, they're using it for evil purposes. I'm being hyperbolic because this is really an atrocity. I think it is carefully crafted. I mean, as you say, it's kind of hard to figure out what they mean. But what I think this is aimed at is it's very carefully trying to get around existing law that came, for example, from the Pentagon Papers case that says that journalists cannot be stopped from publishing classified information as long as they obtain it legally. So in one respect, what this is trying to do is basically constrain the definition of what is acquiring information legally. Historically, the court has said that if you just ask for something, that's not an illegal act. Mm-hmm. It's up to the custodian of the record to say, no, I'm sorry, I can't give that to you. It's classified. But for you to ask for it is not a violation of law. But what it sounds like they're trying to do here is say, but when we're talking about information that the Department of War has, the Pentagon has, even asking for it, if it's not officially sanctioned for release, could be a violation of the law. And goes on to emphasize that, number one, your source is going to get in trouble, which means, of course, that they have to find out who your source is, which means they're going to be subpoenaing right. journalists to try to do that. That's the first thing. But the other thing in the directive or whatever they call it is that they're saying, and if you're not a good little journalist who follows these rules, of course, you can go out and report on whatever you want, but if you're not following the rules, we will not renew your press pass, or we won't maintain it, or whatever the case may be. So there's clearly provisions here that are intended to chill journalists' ability to do their jobs, which is to ask questions.
Jane, it's been a long time since I've been in J school, but is it legal for reporters and news outlets to publish classified information?
Well, the short answer is we don't really know. What has been the sticking point for many, many years, going back to the Pentagon Papers case, was whether the Federal Espionage Act, which deals with the possession and distribution of classified information. They've never actually had to answer that question because things like the Pentagon Papers case dealt with prior restraints on publication. The court left open the door to the possibility that a journalist who published information could have committed a criminal act, but there's never actually been a case on that except the Julian Assange case. And that is where, in my opinion, and I think we talked about this, we dodged a bullet when that case was ultimately plea bargained out, because that case would have answered your question. At the moment, we don't have an answer. And, of course, under the way our law works, if we don't have an answer, the presumption is it's legal to do it. It is until somebody tells you it's not.
Now, Pete Hegseth's response to this was, I mean, at best condescending, at worst just, mean. He posted because a lot of the media is saying, as I said in my lead-in, this is flatly unconstitutional. It's designed to stifle the free press. Well, Pete Hegseth, he posted a dismissive bullet points list of press credentialing for dummies with a hand-waving emoji like bye-bye if you're not going to follow it. And he also said that this only requires an acknowledgement. The press doesn't have to sign anything, but they just have to acknowledge this. And then said the media's reaction is a full-blown meltdown, crying victim online. That's not helpful. But
No. What's
the difference between an acknowledgement of the rules and then an agreement of the rules? And is he saying it's just an acknowledgement, but he could go after the organization if they violate any of these rules anyway?
It's a distinction without a difference, and he knows it, or if he doesn't know it, his lawyers certainly know it. It is simply ridiculous, because by signing it and acknowledging it, you are presumably acknowledging all of the provisions mm-hmm. within the agreement and the consequences it could have both for you and for your sources. So I think it's pretty clear that that's why a news organization would feel that it simply could not sign on to this, because in many respects, in doing so, you're signing a blank check. You don't know when they're going to decide whether something can be legally distributed or not, because it appears to be has to come top down from on high. The kind of individual decisions that Pentagon sources have made in the past look like they're going to be prohibited. So you're really going to be left with just kind of the official, press release word and not much else that you can be confident you can publish without there being consequences either for you or for your source. It's a really Machiavellian kind of thing that they've come up with. And I think it's the very difficulties we're having with interpreting it tells us that is so. If you know, there have been ground rules from the Pentagon for many years in terms of how press pools are to operate, mm-hmm. things like that. They are imperfect in many respects, but they have had much greater precision than anything that we're seeing in this particular directive.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Since I've been alive, this has been the most press-friendly president I think we've ever had. I think people or media has had a lot of access to him. He talks to the media all the time. No matter where he is, he's, you know, talking at the chopper. He's talking all the time. What will these restrictions... Are these restrictions meant for access to the president, or is it just for documentation?
Well, I mean, this is specifically dealing with the Pentagon. It doesn't govern access to the president. And, I mean, I was reading a piece today that was suggesting that you know, the secretary draws his strength, as does the president, from dealing with the press. And he may be disturbed to find out that his press conferences are not going to be very well attended because all these people that have been coming to the Pentagon before won't have press credentials anymore as of today. So, you know, how much of that is going to sort of backfire in that sense? Because, yes, I mean, he has a persona. He has a way that he acts and the way that he speaks in derogatory ways toward the press, which the president also does. I mean, you know, I agree that the president is in some ways quite accessible. He certainly has more meetings with the press than was the case with President Biden. But don't kid yourself. He is not friendly with an independent and a free press. Mm. He likes the press that reinforces his vision of the world and of himself. And anybody else, he's nasty to. So, you know, this policy is not the policy of a press-friendly administration.
Thank you for acknowledging that. I'm sorry if I misspoke on that, or I appreciate the correction on that. A last word on this. Is there anything else you want to throw in? Because I want to move on to something that I witnessed on CNN, and I want your reaction to that. Anything else we need to know about these Pentagon press restrictions?
I just want to say quickly that I think this is one of the first times in my history of covering this kind of topic that I've seen the media act with such solidarity. Mm-hmm. Just about everybody has refused to sign this document, and that kind of solidarity is key in fighting back against these kinds of restrictions, as we've seen before. So I think that is notable, and it should be noted that among those who refused to sign is Fox.
Yes.
So it's the Wall Street Journal, which of course has had its own issues with President Trump. But I mean, traditionally, Trump and Republican administration friendly organizations have said we can't do this. This is a bridge too far.
Correct. And thank you for noting that. I was watching CNN. That might have been my mistake. And I try to watch them all, except OAN. I don't really watch that OAN. That was falling in line with the Pentagon list. But and I saw Christiane Amanpour, who has been a longtime war correspondent for CNN. I know she has been a respected journalist. I have disagreed with her on many of her takes because now she seems more of an activist journalist when it comes to covering this war against Hamas in the Middle East. And on CNN, on the day the hostages came home, she said something that shook me to my core. And I'm going to play it for you, and I'm going to play it for our listeners. And I would like your response to what she said. Here now is Christiane Amanpour talking to the anchor on Monday, the day the hostages were released.
Not only are they there, but, you know, they're probably being treated better than the average Gazan because they are the pawns and the chips that Hamas had. Now Hamas has given up all its leverage, by the way, by giving them all up. So that is a victory for the Israeli side. But they will have had so much horror and terror as well because they were also in the war zone. Many of them underground, we understand.
So she said that the hostages were probably treated better than any Gazan. I had to sit down when I heard Christiane Amanpour say this. What is your response to what she said?
Well, I think she's had a lot of pushback to this statement, which was, I think, both insensitive and really badly timed. She's already made an apology for it. And I don't think that that, you know, was, I can't judge whether it was spontaneous or whether it was done under pressure. But the point is, she did make the apology. I agree with you that as she has shifted her work, not just from CNN, but her own shows and so forth, I think she does engage in a lot more commentary than many of us are were accustomed to coming from her. And this is a sign of the pitfalls of that, which is, you know, that may be her sincerely held belief, but my own view is this was not the forum in which to state it. Whether that's really what she believes or doesn't believe, it's a matter of opinion, of course. I disagree with her, but that's not really the point. The point is making a statement like that in that timing, I think, was incredibly insensitive and inappropriate.
And revelatory to anybody who didn't already know how she felt about this war. Should CNN keep her on?
Well, I've never been a belief in off with your head for one misstep or misspeak. I think, though, they need to think and have a serious talk with her about what her role is supposed to be. Is she meant to be an anchor who, you know, acts independently, or is she somebody who is there as a commentator, is there as a pundit? You cannot always be both, and I think given the situation with CNN and how it's already under fire with a variety of criticism coming from all sides, I think, you know, it would be a wise thing for her to have a discussion about how they want her to conduct herself going forward. That's completely within their authority as her employer, and it would be an appropriate discussion to have.
Honestly, Jane, it's been sad for me because I really used to respect her a lot, and her coverage has been so upsetting for somebody who was looking for truth. And I got shaken up even hearing it again, that somebody that is held in high esteem in journalistic realms should now not be. And it was upsetting for me because I've been watching her for a long time. And again, I guess it shows how journalism is changing. It's not really journalism. It's what they believe or what their deeply held beliefs are. I know we're human and we all have bias because we're human. And even journalists have to acknowledge that. But such blatant bias and such blatant terrible things to say is just, I don't know, is so upsetting. So upsetting.
Well, I truly sympathize with your reaction. And again, regardless of the merits or the sincerity of the view she holds, I think it was not appropriate in the role that she plays at CNN. The moments when anchors sort of break the fourth wall, for lack of a better term, and express their own viewpoints often do not end well for anybody, for exactly the reason you said, that people look to them for independence in their analysis and judgment, and that obviously everybody has their own views, but this is not the place to express them, and I think it does undermine credibility in a serious way.
Jane, what do you think about Barry Weiss at CBS? You know, some people are saying, oh, it's the end of CBS, she's so horrible, and other people are saying, oh, finally, a voice of reason who will show both sides at CBS. What is your opinion of the acquisition of the Free Press? And Barry Weiss now being the chief editorial person at CBS News.
Well, here's my concern about Barry Weiss. I'm not as concerned about her ideology, because I think that still kind of remains to be seen. But she is not a classic journalist. She has really no experience as an editor. She's a commentator, mm-hmm. which is what we were, I guess, just talking about.
Yep.
And so this does not strike me as an ideal assignment to give to her if the goal really is to reorganize CBS, not with the view of shifting its ideological approach, but, you know, making it more efficient, making it more responsive to viewers, you know, whatever the goals are. I think that for many people, this would herald a shift to the right, not unlike what happened with Jeff Bezos' changes in the editorial structure of The Washington Post. I read that she has already sent out memos to staff, basically asking them to do an Elon Musk memo about what they do and why they're good and why they should be kept working, and that, you know, that may be a good information gathering tool for a manager. I don't know, but for a lot of people, I think it suggests that a purge is imminent, and that's if that's what she was hired to do, then so be it. But if that's the case, then we're obviously going to be seeing big changes at CBS News.
Yeah, change is hard. Change is definitely hard for everybody. Jane Kirtley, always wonderful to talk with you. Oh, I want to know what you're watching. Like when you are looking for news, what are you watching? What are you reading? What are your newsletters? Can you share with us?
Sure. I mean, I'll give you just a few examples because I read lots of stuff. I mean, I've got, you know, online subscriptions to the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal. You know, I look at them all the time.
Sure.
I subscribe to The Week because it's a great way to get roundups from all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
I read The Guardian. I watch the BBC. I read The Atlantic. I've got lots of stuff. And that's kind of my goal, you know, to try to get information from a lot of different sources, including ones that, you know, might not necessarily share my particular work, but I need to know what they're thinking.
Have you been watching News Nation at all?
You know, I you're going to laugh when I tell you this. I don't actually have cable at home, but News Nation is in the over-the-air and some of the ultra-high-frequency channels. So I've watched it a little bit, but to be honest, not enough to form an opinion as yet.
Fair enough. Well, thank you for sharing what you are reading and watching. It's of utmost importance. Jane Kirtley from the University of Minnesota School of Journalism. So love talking to you. Thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard Bassett.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, and this is Undomesticated.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.